My name is Nuol Tong. I am from South Sudan. I'm doing program 2.
So I know that you're a fan of music. Do you want to share some of your music with us?
Yes. Okay. Yes. African music, to be exact. I feel that humans were meant to speak in songs, and that music is language in its purest, most complete realization, and that our language, our speech, is an attempt to sing that just falls short. The first people who learned to speak, I think, were trying to sing, but then they realized, okay, speech was serving their purpose, so able to communicate, they stopped searching or perfecting it. And so they stopped there, and ever since, singing became the abnormal, the exceptional, right? Not everybody is a singer, but everybody can speak. But I tend to disagree that everybody can speak in a sense. We all long to sing, and that ideas and emotions and things like love manifest themselves in just like music in us. And this song, the first time I encountered it, I listened for like all night. And every time the feeling is different, and it doesn't make me particularly happy or joyful, but it makes me feel things that I don't feel from words. In the poem, Form and Sand, Khalil Gibran says, half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it anyway so that you may hear the other half. But I think music always says the whole thing, and everything music says is meaningful. Music, I can share music for ages.
Okay, show
another
me.
Song
show me
by Salif Keita. It's like a knife is cutting my heart into pieces, but in a good way. And it's just it winces. It's just, I don't know how to describe it, and I just like that feeling. And nothing really pulls my heart out of my chest like this kind of song. When I'm aware of my heart's independence of me, and I can see my heart out like that in my mind, being cut into pieces, almost destroyed, almost grounded, and then put together by a song. And I think only music does that to the human heart or the human soul. Music makes you reach parts of you that you would never. I think music is deeper than psychology, and the psychoanalyst can never really dissect the human consciousness as music does. So that's why I love music, and I think that each of us has some kind of music that tortures them. And I think the West African music, especially the traditional one, tortures me more than anything else. I think more than my very experience. But it's a different kind of torture. It's like interrogation by music, only to reveal to you some aspects of you that you would normally not understand or come to terms with. It's not a concrete understanding that you can translate, but a realization of yourself, some elements of you, how soft we can become, or how pain or sadness or whatever can actually be good in a sense. Again, as Gibran said, half of what I say is meaningless, but I say that anyway so that you may hear the other half.